Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Three people named Mamdani, Cuomo, and Sliwa are going to be pretty tired tonight after a whirlwind today, the final day of cleanup to get people to vote for them in the New York City mayor's race. The foot race ends tonight as voters cast their ballots up until 9 to decide who will run the biggest city in America. And all three are getting in their last-minute digs today, trying to reach still undecided voters, hoping to be the last voice they'll hear before walking into their polling places. We begin this afternoon with an election based on a generational and ideological divide. And 1010 Wins is out with the candidates today on their last day to get across the finish line. We begin with newsman Glenn Schuck following the Democrat, who hopes the term frontrunner, attached to his name throughout this campaign, will hold.
After voting at a school at 35th Avenue, even Zohran Mamdani seemed a bit overwhelmed by the dozens of members of the media from around the world who came to see him.
It is a day that we have been dreaming of for more than a year. And I'm so thankful to the more than 100,000 volunteers who have brought us to this point.
This polling place, like many, busy. This voter wouldn't tell me exactly who he cast his vote for, but...
I've seen Andrew Cuomo too much for me to ever vote for that man. But then, the Trump endorsement and him really playing into his pocket was not something that ever helped.
The people of New York City are speaking in great numbers. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Long Island City.
Meantime, his biggest rival, independent Andrew Cuomo, feeling like he can overcome a second place moniker as he walked into a polling place on East 56th Street with his daughters to vote.
Thank you very much.
Andrew Cuomo cast his ballot at the end of one of the most polarizing mayoral campaigns in New York City history.
And I'm not a kid, but this is the most important election of my lifetime. This is going to determine the future of the city of New York. May also determine the future of the Democratic Party.
Cuomo said with record voter turnout, he felt confident of a win. But Bob Kornacki voted for Mamdani.
I do not like Mr. Cuomo. I think he's self-serving. I think he proved that in his first election. And I don't want him back.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Manhattan's East Side.
President Trump endorsed Cuomo last minute, saying Mamdani would bring disaster to New York and even encouraging Curtis Sliwa voters to vote Cuomo. For his part, Sliwa says, hello, don't forget about me. The creator of the famed Guardian Angels crime patrol group says his background in fighting crime qualifies him to lead New York. And a win for him would put a Republican in charge of the nation's largest city at a time when many New Yorkers are looking for a leader who does not have any ties, even a party affiliation with President Trump. Sliwa telling reporters that's why he really didn't make a big deal about it, that is, not getting Trump's endorsement.
I would have liked Trump's endorsement, but then again, I don't think it makes any difference in this local mayoral race.
Wynn's family will all find out tonight, or at least within the next day or so, once the votes are counted. There are also several ballot measures New York voters will decide today, most of them dealing with land use, housing approval processes, or modernizing how the government runs. There are also some important races on Long Island, the county executive, district attorney races in Nassau and Suffolk. And, of course, there's the hairline-thin governor's race in New Jersey between Mikey Sherrill and Jack Cittarelli. They say that's a gender-based battle. More women supporting her, more men supporting him. Donald Trump has also backed Cittarelli, but once again, the outcomes of all these races could be seen as a referendum on Trump and could be quite telling about the midterms next year. Meantime, we invite you to stay with 1010 Wins throughout the day and evening as our team of reporters and producers fan out to bring you the very latest on this election 2025. Again, the polls close at 8 in New Jersey, 9 p.m. here in New York, but we're up all night. We got your back. In New Jersey, I see where they had to shut down some polling locations, in fact, in Passaic, Hackensack, and other places, after threats were made on this election day. They've since reopened, but dang.
Voting is a sacred right. Do not try to violate that sacred right.
That's the message from Patterson Mayor Andre Saya to those behind the bomb threats that forced two voting locations to evacuate just as polls were opening. Patterson, among several cities in at least seven New Jersey counties that received email bomb threats this morning.
It was an email that was sent from overseas.
In every case, people were evacuated and cops cleared the building. While all of that was going on, voters were told to go to other nearby polling places.
Everyone has had that opportunity to exercise their right.
In Patterson, Monica Guy, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, no suspects or injuries in that. Of course, it all comes on the final day of voting in the state's closely watched race for governor, as we mentioned. And it also comes a year after a series of bomb threats disrupted voting during last year's presidential election. Keep voting, folks. Keep voting. The polls close again at 8 in New Jersey. In other news on this Tuesday, in Kew Gardens, cops are trying to find a guy who stuck up a 17-year-old kid on a subway platform. They say about 7:30 last night, the kid walks up to an unidentified man standing on the northbound E train at Union Turnpike, Kew Gardens, asked him for directions. Long and short, they say the guy instead pulled out a gun and gave the kid directions to the nearest ATM, where he forced him to withdraw $140 out of his ATM account, took the money, and ran off. The teenager was not hurt. They were at a Chase Bank on Queens Boulevard. The kid says the guy was wearing a green jacket with a green hoodie, some black pants, black sneaks, and carrying a black backpack. If any of this jogs your memory, they want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.